At this time, let me start the Mizuho Financial Holdings investor presentation for fiscal year 2021. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule today to attend the session. I am Chisaka of the IR department, and I will be serving as the moderator. Before we begin, let me introduce the speakers who are presenting and taking questions. From your left is Mr. Kihara, President and Group CEO, and Deputy President, Group CDIO and Group CFO, Mr. Umemiya. Explanation is given about the Japanese line. A disclaimer before we start the session. In today's discussion, we may state forward-looking statements based on our current expectations, which are subject to risks and uncertainties. These statements are subject to risks and uncertainties. Please be aware that actual results may differ from those discussed in the forward-looking statements. Today, we will start with a presentation from Group CEO, Mr. Kihara, based on the presentation material titled Investor Presentation for Fiscal Year 2021 for about 30 minutes, covering financial results and strategies, followed by Q&A, during which Mr. Kihara and the Group CFO, Mr. Umemiya, will take your questions. We have about one hour for Q&A to end around 3:00 P.M. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. Mr. Kihara, the floor is yours.
Kihara speaking. Thank you very much for taking time. Allow me to make a presentation at this moment. I would like to provide an overview of the financial results on page four. A consolidated net business profit increased 53.4 billion year-on-year to 853.1 billion yen. Customer groups, all the four in-house companies' revenues grew, and 127.9 billion yen was achieved, a record high. Deposits on a forward-looking basis, we provisioned credit-related expenses of 30.2 billion. Net gains and losses on stock transactions, we canceled their funds ahead of time. There was impairment from stock holdings, so 45.7 billion. Because of special factors, including tax effects and so forth, we achieved a net income attributable to FC of 530 billion, up by 59.4 billion. Year-end dividend, 40 yen per share, 5 yen increase from the previous year. Page five. I said that we achieved a record high. Ever since we established in-house companies in FY 2016, we've seen steady progress. If you could please go on page seven. There was a business improvement plan that was implemented in order to respond to systems failure. We have shared our progress up until March, and there are three important points. In order to prevent systems failures, we have checked our systems, and we're capturing the signs of problems ahead of time. We also verify the functions of the system. We're trying to minimize the impact on customers when something happens. DCP, SP, we need to have a good collaboration in terms of those, and we have verified that. We have proceeded on plan. Number three, we need to focus on personnel and organization. We have to change the culture. We have also worked on governance. Page eight. In terms of the impact on systems, in the upper half, this is the cost about stable business. In the lower half, other initiatives. We have included enough buffer to allocate a budget to strengthen the business base. As is on the left-hand side, in the middle, as you can see, if we look at the actual, the expenditure rate was 25 to 52%, not very high. For FY22 and FY22, as is on the right-hand side, we're not going to have a provisional budget specifically for this, but we will make sure to allocate a budget in a methodical and flexible manner if needed in order to achieve stable operations. And in terms of remedy, the impact from this is minimal. Next, on page 10, fiscal year 2022, business operations. Here's a summary of what I would like to convey: financial management, business strategy, personnel, and organization. With respect to financial management, we would like to prioritize fiscal structural reform. We need to focus on quality of earnings and improvement of ROE and make steady progress and respond to uncertainties, because there are uncertainties abound in the external environment, so we have to take measures against that. In terms of the business strategy, in the first half of the five-year plan, in the last 3 years, we had quite a bit of progress, and by expanding the domain where we see progress, we would like to translate this into further growth. And the third point, which is about DX, we are going to create new value by utilizing SX and DX. And for all of these to be achieved, we would like to increase job satisfaction for the employees and create a favorable cycle where our firm can grow as well as our employees. And the last bullet, ITDX must be pursued continuously. If you could please take a look on page 12, which is about fiscal management or financial management. Depending on the category of revenue, the plan for FY2022 and FY21 are compared. Blue part of the graph shows stable revenue. For FY2022, we're going to increase stable revenue. We're going to invest into personnel and other initiatives, increase DX and other initiatives. Therefore, a 24 billion reduction in stable revenue, but upside revenue through trading and so forth, we would like to achieve the number that now banking 61 billion. For a foreign bond, we have to continue to be conservative, but on AALM, we will achieve a secure income. But not everything is going to grow linearly, so we have to be cautious. And we will take flexible a position to look to achieve income for the three combined 860 billion. On the right-hand side, there's a bar graph. 900 billion, which was set under the three-year plan. For areas of focus, of course, we have to once again redouble our efforts and expand the scope. So that we have to drive consolidated net business profit. If we could please go on to page 14.
So risk return, cost return, you can see a comparison from 2018 to 2022. We've been putting a lot of emphasis on the quality of revenue, and we have been working on it. And each of the companies, as you can see, are seeing or demonstrating improvements year over year. We will insist on improving our ROE, so 7 to 8%, as you see on the slide. But we believe that we would need to aim for exceeding the ROE of 8%. If you could please turn to page 15, fiscal year 2022, expenses. comparison with fiscal 21. In fiscal 21, as you see on the left-hand side, 1,421.3 billion yen. On an actual basis, 1,432 billion yen was the situation, and we will continue with the structural reform to improve productivity. This is very important, minus 26 billion will improve from that, but this drop will be offset with the improved stable revenue and growth income, growth investment. This is an investment that we'll be making in our talent and growth areas, investing in new areas, and a total of 35 billion is planned in total. And lastly but not least, the impact of inflation and the impact of foreign exchange, a plus of 33 billion. So for this fiscal year, 1.5 trillion is our expense forecast for this year. So for the existing and the new business areas combined of 20 billion will be invested in this area. And if you can see, sales and trading, digital marketing, plus of 8 billion for this fiscal year. And next fiscal year, a same level is expected. And the impact on gross profit of plus of 64 billion is expected. So if you could please turn to page 16. Credit related costs. $235 billion for fiscal 2021. There is some outstanding impact of COVID-19. And so forth. And next is page 17, where you'll find shares. Reduction of shares. In the center, where you see the bar graphs, 300 billion is the target of reduction. And in the 3 years to 2021, we have reached 315.8 billion in reduction. Recycling of our risk assets is extremely critical for our business. So as you see at the bottom, top right, the three-year plan will be extended over a period of five-year business plan in order to reduce 450 billion yen worth of cross shareholdings over the period of 5 years. 170 billion yen in reduction is our outlook from March 22 to March 24, as you see at the bottom right. So that concludes my earnings forecast, which was fine on the next slide. You can see 860 billion yen consolidated net business profits, 100 billion in credit related costs and net gains related to stocks, 20 billion ordinary profits, 770 billion and 540 billion in net income attributable to FG. If you could go to the next slide, page 19, shareholder returns. Our basic capital policy and shareholder return policy remain unchanged, but maybe I caused some misunderstanding in the press conference the other day, but that we have not changed our thinking towards repurchasing of our shares. We will be taking our policies into consideration in operating our capital policy. And our thinking towards 2022, our approach towards fiscal year 2022 is described at the bottom of the slide. It is very difficult to foresee going forward. And Shanghai lockdown is still continuing, so it's very difficult to see going forward. And therefore, we do not have a dividend forecast. But we will expand our gross profit and cost control well in place, so we will make sure that it is done in a disciplined manner. We've been working in that way in the past, but that approach will continue in order to enhance the possibility of achieving our target. So this concludes the earnings, and now over to business strategy.
Please go to page 21. What we have focused on for the past 3 years, we've seen the fruits of our efforts, and we would like to further deepen them and expand them. So that is what our business strategy is about. Pages 21 and 22. These areas of synergies, areas of focus that we've been concentrating on in the last 3 years, and our initiatives are going forward. If you could take a look at page 2021 for individual retail, top left. So individual asset management, global equity strategy, bank and securities collaboration was pursued. We have reorganized our branch networks separated between retail customers and corporate customers. As a result, we have equity investment trust balance of 6.6 trillion yen. And equity investment trust holding period, which used to be 3.9 years, is now 4.9 years. We've seen these results. And government is trying to promote a digital investment. And leveraging our portfolio, we would like to improve our proposal-making capabilities and increase equity investment trust balance to 10 trillion yen. And we enhanced efforts for acquiring fund wrap accounts. And so securities fund wrap balance to be increased to 1 trillion yen going forward. If you could please go to page 2022. Let me explain the lower part of the page, CIB model, combining efforts between bank and securities. That's what we've been doing. As you know, in the United States, US IGDCM ranking for Mizuho is 8. And so we are making continuous efforts to improve this. And America's S&T gross profits is now 2.1 times. Moving on to the right-hand side. So with CIB business in place and products, the size of the balance sheet is quite large now. And we would like to turn into asset light, and we would like to make agile use of our balance sheet. So as a result, America's profits are to be increased by 25% in FY23 compared to FY20, and US CIB fee pool to reach 1%. So we would like to drive this as well. Moving on to global retail strategy, page 23. As you know, in Vietnam, we have a Momo app, SI app, and in the Philippines, the first digital bank in the Philippines, Tonic. With them, we have an alliance. And our strategy is to contribute to financial inclusion in emerging markets in Asia so that we can capture part of their growth. So capital light businesses is what we're investing in. And for Momo, with Vietcom Bank, we have an equity stake. So collaboration with Vietcom Bank for Momo is what we envision in the future as well. Moving on to page 24. Which is about DX ecosystem for Mizuho. In a nutshell, in terms of DX, we may be delayed in terms of our organizational approach. As you can see on the left-hand side, data analysis, AI technology, IT implementation, financial technology, we do have such technology. We have quite sophisticated high levels of such technology, but we have yet to fully leverage the technologies that we have. And top right, we have external resources and alliances. Companies have DX resources, know-how, and we have alliances with them. There should be opportunities to capture and utilize them, but we have yet to do so fully. So internal and external DX-related initiatives and assets, we need to consolidate them so that we can connect what is internal to what is external, and so that we can have an overall approach to DX. So SVP Uemiya is tasked with this, CDIO, and so group CDIO will have a group gatekeeping function so that we can increase connection. And Blue Love, and we also have digital innovation business. At inception, we wanted to do something new, and we tried to adopt new concepts. So we need to come back to the basics where we started so that we can have innovation once again. And so from that perspective, we need to try new initiatives. And as a result, we shall be able to help our customers solve their pain points and create new value as well. Moving on, page 25. I think you are already aware of this. We have alliance with Google. We made an announcement on that. And as is described on the lower half of the page, the point is, as is on the left-hand side, what we receive from customer information and transaction information that Mizuho has, by combining the two, we would like to have optimized marketing for each individual customer. So hyper-personalized marketing is what we would like to implement. And of course, investment for this is necessary. Page 26. This is about sustainability. In the area of sustainability, we have been embarking on new efforts and new initiatives. So publicly offered bonds and SDG bonds were number one. Sustainable finance organization as an organization were number one among Japanese banks. And this may have been reported. Providing finance for new renewable projects. We are providing a number of services, lease finance and so forth, to Eon Mall to support their low carbon solutions. And for Tokyo Gas, this is the first deal in energy company in Japan that we have been a part of. So our strength is that we can provide finance and connect it to other areas to produce solutions. So expertise that we have in each respective sector and technological expertise that RT has. RT has 130 environmental consultants. Internal carbon pricing, for example, can be set, and business consulting is provided by RT. So let's move on to page 26.
This is about risk management. If you could take a look at the right-hand side of the page. We have classified sectors, and with regard to our clients, we are identifying the risk areas And for high-risk areas, we have identified by assessing risk and the high-risk exposure was 1.8 trillion end of 21, but March 2022, this has extended, this has changed to 1.6 trillion yen. The next page describes our roadmap towards net zero. The section that is highlighted in blue in the center, 1.5 degrees, we must make effort to limit the temperature rise to not 2 degrees, but 1.5 degrees, and also establishing a net zero transition plan. This was published the other day, and COP3 towards 2030, there is also a reduction plan. And we'll be pushing forward across the industry. And the next set of slides will include our ideas on personnel and organization. We're living in a time that is rapidly changing. And it's very important for our employees to be able to come up with constructive ideas and creating a culture where people are able to contribute so that each and every employee have a sense of fulfillment and reward in working for the organization. So at the top of this page, you will see satisfaction for work. And so we will be making investment into our talent. Mid 3% wage increase has been announced. And on the right-hand side, I have covered HR system and management. SE and RT, we will make sure that we have a cross-group HR framework. The HR framework is still separate, but we're going to remove those barriers so that we can come up with a unified cross-group HR framework, so that people are able to move around in a very broad framework field where they're able to build their careers. And in the middle is building a employee-friendly working environment. Improving productivity is very important by eliminating unreasonable, wasteful, and excessive quality. And also we want to enhance communication in order to improve well-being. So fulfilling workplace and employee-friendly workplace is what we would like to achieve. Next page, page 31. Cultural reform, I will be leading the way forward. And since the day of me assuming the position of Global Group CEO, I have been adopting various measures. Approximately 620 employee opinions have been taken into account. And number two is about communication. And number three is holding of working groups where our employees are taking part under three different topics. So these are some initiatives that I'm embarking on in order to share the vision of Mizuho and to ensure that our vision is in line with the needs of the times, and also make sure that the purpose of the organization penetrates through the organization. And lastly, I might be repeating myself, but before closing, I want to share with you my message. The environment is very difficult to foresee, it's very uncertain, but we will continue stable business operations while heightening sensitivity to risk. And we will proactively invest in management resources and invest into talent as well as IT and digital domain, and create a culture where our employees are able to take on new challenges that will lead to innovation and incubation. And we will act as a value co-creation catalyst for a wide range of stakeholders in the age of DX and SX. And we will listen attentively to our stakeholders to execute open and accountable management. Lastly, but not least, what I would say about this fiscal year, IT investment and a management policy will be implemented that would increase in expenses, but we should be able to increase our gross profit, 860 billion, and revenue will be achieved. And at the same time, things have changed quite dramatically from the time we compiled the five-year business plan. Approach towards SDGs was completely different, and now we have many platformers, and geopolitical risk is completely different, and therefore we need to look at our own business portfolio, visualize it, verify it, and think about where we should focus our management resources. That is what we and I hope to achieve throughout this year. So that concludes my presentation, and thank you very much for your kind attention.